And it's certainly good to be here. I sure did enjoy service last night, enjoyed the message. Appreciate the messenger. Brother Mike means the world to me. I love him. He's my nephew and very proud of him. He's been on this road for a long, long time and cared enough about me to pray for me. That meant a lot to me. Man, I look back on those things and it means something to me, Brother Mike. Somebody cared enough for me to be up yonder on the mountain praying for me while I'm off down here doing my own thing. And the Lord showed up and convicted me of my sins and I got saved. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I'm just thankful for what the Lord's done for me. And, I sit there thinking, Lord, just what would we do? I've had one of those days. I don't know if you've ever had those days where it just seemed like everything you looked at, touched, or got close to just fell apart. And that's just kind of the way today's been. Just been aggravating one thing after another. And I thought to myself, you know, Lord, why does it always have to be like this? But, you know, He suffered a lot for us. Amen. He went through a lot for me and you to be saved. It wasn't a bed of roses for him, amen. So it's not nothing new to us tonight, amen. That the devil's going to fight no matter what we go through. And amen, begin to think about things I've seen the Lord do. Me and Brother Jerry was just talking the other day about some scripture. And he said, you ever preached on that? I said, I remember the first time I ever preached on it. And he said, how do you remember that? I said, because four men got saved that night. Yeah. Amen. I remember preaching on it because, amen, the Lord told me to preach it, and I preached it about, amen, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and, amen, how the Lord bid them to come. And you know what? Nobody moved that night, Brother Mike, but I went to the back door, and a man rushed out and took me by the hand, and then, boy, all at once, there was three more that just stepped out and followed us, and we went to the altar, and they got saved, amen. That was a blessing to me, and I remember the first homecoming I ever preached in my life, and I'm in no hurry. I hope you ain't. If you've got something to do, there's the door. Have at it, amen. Go home if you need to. Your beans are burning, whatever, but I'm just going to take my time for a minute because I've just had one of those days. Amen, and I just want to make the devil real mad tonight. Amen. Amen. I want to brag about what the Lord does. First homecoming I ever preached in my life, started pastor church. Amen. Got up that morning, began to preach the Word of God. And boy, I just enjoyed myself. The power of God came down. There was a woman there in that church with my sister-in-law. Amen. She said she'd been saved for 7 years. She got out of her seat, slid under the altar. Amen. Prayed for about 15, 20 minutes. Came up shouting, jumping and hollering and hooping and praising God. Amen. And when she finally got calmed down, I said, sis, did you get what you come for? She said, for 7 years, I thought I had been saved, but now I know. Amen. Sometimes, amen. The best for foolish, you know that? Yeah. Amen. He'll paint us a picture. Amen. Yeah. I remember the first time I ever went to the altar in my life. Amen. I'm not throwing off on anybody, but you know what? Some preachers and some deacons and some lay members, Brother Jerry, it's hard for them to stay down there very long. I've stayed down there for 3 minutes too long. They begin to get me up and tell me I got saved.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Amen. But when the power of God came down, guess what happened? Amen. We get saved. I said all that tonight to tell you this. Amen. We got a Savior in heaven tonight that loves you. Amen. He wants you. He wants to write your name down in his little book he's got up there. Amen. It's going to sign it in the precious blood of the Lamb. This world don't care about you. Amen. The people in the world don't care about you. Amen. The president don't care about you. Amen. The Congress don't care about you, but I'm here to tell you there's a God in heaven that loved you enough, and He gave His only begotten Son, that if you believe in Him, you shall not perish.
Heaven.
So tonight, amen, if you're lost and undone, tonight be a good night to be saved. Amen. I said, Lord, surely to goodness, something good can happen tonight. Amen. My nerves are just about shot. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, by the grace of God, I'm not Brother Mike Kirby. I'm not Brother Jerry Harris or Brother Eric Habady. Amen. I am what I am by the grace of God. Which I ain't nothing. Amen. I'm just a speck in the skies of God. Amen. The sand of the great grain, the sand out on the sea. But I'm glad that He knows who I am.
Amen.
Amen. And my name's written in heaven. John chapter 15 tonight. Amen. When I got saved, I want you to know this. I didn't even know what John 3:16 was. I couldn't even find it. Amen. I didn't know what book it was in. I didn't know what chapter it was in. Do you know what book and chapter that's in? Think about that for a minute. All I ever heard was John 3:16. I thought, what in the world? Amen. But boy, I got to read God's Word and I found
that. Bless the Lord.
Been a nugget to me, brother. Amen.
A lot of this scripture has, like right here in 14th chapter, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. Amen. If you believe in God, he said, believe also in me. Yeah. Boy, he's telling us, Brother Eric, amen, he's just and faithful tonight. And he tells us in the Word of God that if we live for him and whatever we ask in his name, he will surely give it to us.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that. Ain't you? Very familiar scripture, 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, verse 1. He said, I am the true vine. And then my Father is the vine husbandman. Hey man, let me slow down. Let's back up. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He said, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And he said, if any man abide in me, he is kept, if any man abideth not in me, he is kept forth like a branch and is withered, and men gather them up and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Father in heaven tonight, God, and Brother Mike sung about tonight, Father, I bow my head before you, and Lord, ask your blessing tonight upon the precious word of God. Help us to preach it tonight, Father, we pray. God, the way you have it, Lord, tonight, I can't do nothing without you, Lord, and I pray right now, God, you show up and anoint, and Father, conviction would fall upon the house of God tonight, and if there's anybody tonight, Lord, that's not not saved, amen, maybe that thought they're saved. Lord, I would pray that you reveal yourself to them tonight. And God, they've come to know you in pure assurance that you are their Savior tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I have had this scripture on my heart ever since Sunday. Amen. I went to preach at another church. Amen. I thought surely that preacher's there. Couldn't get rid of it. Amen. But I tell you this tonight. Amen. I don't get my message off the internet. Amen. I don't write down notes. Amen. If God gives it, I'll give it to you. If he don't, amen, we'll leave it alone. Amen. So tonight I want you to take a look at this scripture. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He said, if you abide in me, you'll bring forth fruit. I want you to think about tonight. Are you bearing any fruit? Amen. Are you abiding in the vine? He said, if you're not, he said, you'll be cut off. And as men do, they're getting them off. Amen. And throw them in the fire. Amen. That's a parable he's speaking to us here. But listen, it represents us. Amen. A living for God. Amen. A following after Christ. Amen. Having him in our heart. Amen. Believing that he is. Amen. And knowing that he lives in us. Amen. And doing the things he bid us to do. Amen. Now listen. When we get out of the will of God, amen, we begin to wither and dry up. Amen, and we'll die in our sins. Amen, and God will cast us into the fire.
Amen.
Amen. And we'll burn in a place called hell tonight. It don't matter if you've been saved 500 years. Amen. You turn your back on God, you're hell bound. Amen. Because you're not abiding in the vine tonight. Amen. You're not living where God wants you to live. Amen. He said to take up your cross and follow him. I begin to think this evening. I try my best. Amen. To think of what God would have me to say. Amen. But Brother Jerry, the more I think, the worse off I get. And so I said, Lord, amen, if you've got something that's short for the church tonight. Amen. Please help me to reveal it. Amen. So I begin to think about a man. Amen. His name was Paul. Amen. He was on his way to see a fellow called Caesar. Amen. He'd been in prison. Amen. He'd been there for a while. Amen. Old King Agrippa had examined him. Amen. Listen. Old King Agrippa said, Paul, thou just almost persuaded me to be a Christian. I thought about that. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight. And they're just almost persuaded to be a Christian. Amen. They just almost want to give in. Amen. But listen tonight. They're holding on to this word and doing the things. Amen. It's joy to the flesh. But I'm here to tell you. Amen. There's coming a judgment. And the Bible says your pleasure in sin for a season. Amen. But listen tonight. Now that season will run out.
Amen.
Paul, there he was. telling old King Agrippa about his conviction, how that Jesus struck him down on the road to Damascus. Amen. Old King Agrippa said, you just almost persuaded me to be a Christian.
Yeah.
You know what he told him though before that? He said, old King Agrippa, thou believest what the prophets say. I know you believe. Amen. You know that it's true. Amen. Tonight these people, I probably don't understand my voice right now. They believe, Brother Jerry. Amen. They know that the Word of God is true. And they know that there is a place called hell. And there's a place called heaven. They know there's a man called Jesus. They know there's a number called the devil. Amen. So tonight we realize that there's two places to go. And you can't stay here. Amen. You've got to choose one or the other. And if you take a step back and resist the King of Glory, amen, you're going to lift your eyes up in hell. I've been in torment.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Oh, Paul said, believe it's so, King Agrippa. And he said, yeah. Do you know what? King Agrippa, after he examined, couldn't find no fault in him. He said, I'd let him go. But said, he had appealed to Caesar. And he said, amen. He said, I'd have to let him go over there. Amen. To see Caesar. So you know what he done? He let him set sail. And on their journey, guess what happened? Amen. They come up on a great storm. I'm talking about a storm. Amen. The Bible said there, Paul wrote it down, said there was no light for short 14 days, I believe it was. Amen. The stars didn't shine. The moon didn't shine. No sunshine. Could you just imagine being out there being tossed to and fro? Said they was afraid. Amen. And no, Paul, he just took him a little trip down in the bottom of the ship. Amen. They said after a long absence, he came back and said, sir, I perceive tonight that if we abide in the ship, there will be no loss of life. He said, for the night, amen, the God, angel of the Lord whom I serve, amen, stood by me, amen, and told me, amen, if we'll stay in the ship, there will be no loss of life.
Amen.
Now tonight, I'm talking about abiding. Amen. They abided in the ship, brother. The Bible said they were fixing to cut down, amen, the little boat to get in and go away. What the Bible say? Lay aside every weight that ever seen us, so even beset us, and let us run this race with patience. At the night they cut off everything that was above us. Amen. Sometimes, maybe we just need to purge a little bit. Amen. The things in our life, like we just talked about here. He said, let the Father purge you. Amen. Cut off them dead limbs Mike talked about last night. Amen. And let the Lord trim you up. And that you might bring forth some fruit. Amen. That you might bear something. And that this world can see.
Amen.
My mama, back about a year or so ago, she gave me a little rosebush. I might have told that here, but I'll tell it again. Hey man, she gave me a little rosebush. She said, there's about four or five more out there if you want them. I looked at that scrawny, lashy looking little thing. I thought, I don't want them. I hate to even take this one. But anyway, I took it home and I set it out. Amen. It began to grow a little bit. I had a couple of little roses on it about so big. Amen. But listen, one day I was out there mowing the yard, Brother Eric. Kind of got no paying attention to what I was doing. Stepped back and broke it off. Amen. Snapped it all slick with the ground. Amen. I cut down there and broke off a piece. Amen. And there was another little stem sticking up. I went in the house and made me up some Miracle-Gro. Went out there and poured on it, and I'm going to kill it or let it live. Amen. You may tell you something. It's about this tall now. I mean, it's covered in roses. It's me. Listen, whenever I got that thing purged, that dead limb was bothering me. I know it began to grow. It just locked up when we get in the house of God. And we get into this precious word. Amen. It's like fuel for the fire. Amen. It's solid for our soul. It'll help us grow. It's like a miracle growth to a Christian.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
We begin to bear some fruit.
Yeah.
Bless them, man. Listen, everybody's fruit's different. Well, when I got saved, I heard this message on top of this message. Bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. Lord, have mercy. I ain't got nothing hanging off of me. Hey, man, I can't even get an apple or orange. Ain't not even a grape, Mary. And these preachers just keep preaching about bearing fruit. And I couldn't understand for the life. Hey, man, what they was talking about. Hey, man, until I got to growing in the Lord. Hey, man, got in the Word of God. And began to search it out. I tell you, when you bear fruit, people will come to Him.
Bless the Lord.
Nothing you and I can do anyway, Randall.
Bless the Lord.
And it's Him. Amen. Tonight.
Amen.
Listen, the best you'll ever do amen, is not good enough. You know
what?
Amen. You can make up your mind, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I hear people come to the altar, they get up and say, I just want to do better. I'm here to tell you, amen, quit asking to do better. I just come and say, God, use me if you can.
Amen.
And let Him use you for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. You'll see things happen.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, let's get back to Paul for a minute. Amen. I get carried away.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I didn't think I'd even preach tonight, to be honest with you. I didn't want to. You ever been there?
Been there,
brother. Yeah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord Jesus.
I want you to understand something tonight, child of God. Jesus is on your side.
Yes, He is.
Amen. The devil comes. Devil flee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He said resist him.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to rub elbows with him.
Bless the Lord.
You don't have to go home with him.
Right.
You don't have to go out and eat with him. Amen. Yeah. Just resist that rascal.
Uh-huh.
We can't fight him.
Amen.
We can't fight him.
True.
All there in that ship with them fellas. He said, fellas, this is the 14th day. He said, you're just getting weak. He said, let's take a little meat.
Yeah.
Well, could you imagine that? Now here they are, all scared to death. Oh, Paul breaks out the bread. He says, begins to ask God to bless it, begin to break it. Amen. He began to give it to them to eat. He said they found courage. Amen. They found joy. Amen. Because Paul was so calm. I believe they could see the Lord within him. Amen. He had body with Jesus. Amen. He'd been down there talking to the angel of the Lord. God will send you help when you need
it. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Can I tell you just how? Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm done. Now, I want you to understand something. I say that for a pure heart because I'm an old country boy. Amen. I have no education. But I'll tell you something. Now, I got enough sense coming out of the rain.
Amen.
Amen. When it goes to lightning, I'll get inside. Amen.
That's the Lord.
Daddy said, hey, my old mule got enough sense coming in. Amen. Listen. Amen. Preachers. I hear the preacher say one time, looked at me and the preacher was preaching on the angel of the Lord showing up there with Paul. He said, I don't need an angel. He said, I got the Lord with me. I said, you think Paul didn't have the Lord with him? Amen. The Lord was with Paul. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm so glad. And praise God that He'll send somebody. Amen. Your way. Amen. To lift you up and strengthen you. He might be a friend. He might be your neighbor. Hey, it just might be somebody that just called it up and called you and said, I love you.
Yeah,
amen.
They'll strengthen you.
Yeah.
Had that happen many times, Brother Jeff.
Bless you, man.
Old Paul down there, that angel showed up and then talked to him and tell him what he needed to know.
Amen.
I mean, I'm sure he was getting discouraged.
Yeah.
I mean, this man had been in prison. He's been beat. He'd been stoned. Left for dead. I'm talking about this man that been through the ringer.
Well, bless the Lord.
Now I'm out here being tossed on this waves. Kind of like this water lane. You might be talking about getting beat up. That's kind of the way it is. They're just rock and roll, brother.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. On this old earth. And guess what? Lord shows up.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Lord shows up. And when He shows up, yeah. You know when I have joy?
Amen.
Mike's talking about letting her hope be deferred. My hope is deferred a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the last time, amen, that I went to the house of God and I went home shouting. Somebody will take that away from you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You can get happy and somebody will steal it away from you. Amen.
Bless
somebody will bellyache and complain about something.
Yeah.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Right.
Can I ask you something? What is a Christian supposed to do? Just be Christ-like, don't it? Have you ever found that word where he belly ate and complained?
No.
I don't read nowhere where he said the temperature was not right in the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
I've never read where he said, Eric, you didn't have all the time Randy did. Never read it. It don't matter, amen.
Bless the Lord.
What we need to know is tonight, when we come to God's house, that we're in the line, He's in us. Amen. When we come to the house of God, and we need to realize there's no difference between you and me, sis. The same Jesus that saved me, saved you. Amen. We'll take the call to glory.
Amen.
Ain't no other way to get there tonight.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
So anyway, the shipwreck.
Bless the Lord.
Boy, it said it tore it all to pieces. It tore the hinder part off of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of them floated on wood and debris. Some swam because it wanted to swim, hit it hurt. Amen. Amen. The others was grabbing hold of something more or less than hanging on.
Come on, bless
the Lord. When they got to shore, not one soul was lost.
Bless the Lord.
Not one soul was lost.
That's cool.
Now think about this tonight. If you leave God, you jump ship tonight, guess what's going to happen?
Bless the Lord.
You're going to die.
Right. Amen.
The Bible says it's appointed unto man wants to die after this judgment.
Yeah.
When the judgment comes, it says, when the books are open, brother, it says their name's not found written there. They'll be taken to like a harness and second death.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. And then tonight, Brother Jared also says, amen, I'll not blot your name out. Amen. If you kept my word.
Amen.
Right.
Huh?
Bless them, Jesus.
Hey, if you've lived for me and you've done what you need to, he said, I will not blot your name.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. A lot of people says that ain't in there, but I can show you.
Amen.
Bless them, Jesus.
Folks, it's in there.
Amen.
He'll take, and I believe it'll be just like it never existed. Bless you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Lord, we done this. I went to Jerry's church. Amen. I was faithful. I prayed every once in a while. Amen. Even when somebody go down, I go up and get down beside them.
Yeah.
Bless the Jesus.
But he said, I don't know.
Bless
you. You know why? Because they never come to know him in the three part of the
Amen.
Amen.
They've never got in the vine.
Right.
Amen. They've not begin to grow in the knowledge and wisdom of God. Amen.
Bless
the
Lord.
I don't have the education. Brother Jerry, when you talk about it, you don't have the education. But what I got on my knees.
Bless
I got it because good men of God told me the truth.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
You have to help me. Amen tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Are you abiding in that vine?
Bless the Lord.
Or have you jumped ship?
Amen.
Is your name recorded in heaven? Have you been saved by the grace of God?
Bless the
Lord. Do you know tonight? Listen. People said, oh, preacher, you don't know you're saved. Let me tell you something. If you don't know, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
If you're in trouble,
mm-hmm.
Eric sung that song a while ago. I can take you to the place and I can tell you about the time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I can tell you when the Lord came into my heart.
Amen.
You know what I done? I got down on my knees and I prayed. Guess what happened? I didn't feel a thing. They sung that song at my Brother John Phillips' church the other night. Hey, man, about old Daniel praying. Said, I'm going to show them devils how to pray. Come back tomorrow, devil. I'll show you how.
Bless
Let me tell you something. When I got up, preacher had enough about him. He looked me straight in the face. He said, do you feel any different than you did? I said, no, I don't. He said, you want to pray one more time? Boy, I'm glad for that.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm glad I went to the rock one more time.
Amen.
Amen. Guess what? Nobody had to ask me that time.
Amen. Yeah.
I'll tell you why nobody had to ask me if I got saved.
Bless
Brother Randall, the Lord came into my heart.
Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
He took that old stony heart out, put a heart of flesh in there.
Amen.
Amen. Put some love in there. Amen. Showed me how much I could care about somebody else. Amen. He began to tell me how much he loved me. I brought him right then and right there.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
He didn't have to wait.
Come on.
I didn't wait 2 weeks. I remember people say, what, 2 weeks? Before I realized I saved. I didn't wait until 2 weeks.
Bless the Jesus.
I even hear people say, you know what? If you commit sin today, it might be a month before the Lord reveals it to you. You're saved, He'll reveal it to you.
That's right. Bless the Lord.
People's all confused.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this tonight. The truth of the matter is, are you saved?
Bless the Jesus.
Right. Are you saved?
Amen.
Your name recorded in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know tonight, you ought to shout it out tonight, your name is written down.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Eric, you saw it. Amen. I'm done.
Right.
I want you to understand something tonight. He said, if any man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. And they are burned.
Yep.
Jesus said in hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the flame is never quenched, and the worm never dies.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, do you know that you're not going to go to that place tonight? Do you realize tonight that there's a place that's called hell?
Bless you, Jesus.
There was a man called Lazarus. Amen. He was out there and he had a sword hurt all over. He was poor. He was a beggar. This desire was brought from the rich man's table. Bob said that when he died, the angel of the Lord carried him to the bosom of Abraham. I believe he was anchored in the home and abiding love of Christ. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. But it said the rich man died also. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment.
Bless the Lord.
The rich man is still screaming from the valleys of hell, ready for that one drop of water. Oh, Lazarus don't have the sores no more.
Bless the Lord.
He's not crippled no more. He's not sick no more. He's covered. Now here's an altar tonight.
Yeah.
Do you know that you're saved? If you don't know tonight, I bid you to come. Amen. I do not let the devil cheat you. I just step out and say, Lord, I want to know tonight.
Bless the Lord.
And I told him,
please,
the trophy.
Don't let the devil tell you you can be saved some other time. You're not saved by the grace of God. Hell awaits your coming. Grace and mercy is here tonight.
Bless the Lord.
The Lord is showing you tonight mercy. He's giving you that opportunity tonight to be
bless
saved. He's giving you that opportunity right now
to
come and surrender to Him.
Amen.
Many things over the years. Well, I'm just going to quit church. God took them from them. It's appointed us tonight, folks.
Yeah.
We go to church to learn these things. We go to church to find comfort in these things. People quit going. Amen, because they lost love.
Amen.
People
hustle.
But after I started pastoring, had some people die in the church, and some quit, and said, church is just going to die now. Of course it will if you leave. Folks, we need to know where you and I are with Christ. Are you saved by the grace of God tonight? If you are, you should know tonight. Amen. When someone dies in the Lord, their sorrows, their suffering's over. He said that God will wipe away their tears and their eyes. There'll be no more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrows.
Heavenly Father,
we love this
tonight. You will bless me with your Lord, not with our doors. Heavenly Father, have your way. Lord, we know tonight we receive the word. In Jesus' name.
Is everything all right with you tonight? I feel like somebody needs to come. I don't know who.
Amen.
I don't know who.
Amen.
But I feel like tonight somebody needs to come.
Amen.
Listen, don't be ashamed to come to the altar. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
I told you a few little things in the beginning. I was preaching a revival in Flint up on the mountain. An old woman went to church service. She went to the altar one night. Boy, she stayed down there. I preached it. She stayed down there and people prayed with her and prayed with her. She stayed down there and she stayed down there. And I got down finally. I finally just quit preaching and went over and started praying with her. Finally, I just got over and put my arm around her and I said, honey, are you saved? That woman about whipped me. She said, yes, I'm saved. I've been saved for 50 years. I said, what are you doing on the altar so long? Amen. Come pray, folks.
Bless
amen. Any bubbles, come pray. Come pray.
Yes.
She said, I just want to make sure I'm saved. I said, sound me like you're sure. When we come and pray, let the Lord show us what we need. Amen.
Now we pray as almost, Lord, as we know how.
Amen. Can you imagine whenever they got on that dry ground? It said the barbarians showed them some kindness and favor. They built fires for them. They fed them.
Bless them, Lord Jesus.
Bless Lord.
I believe when old Lazarus got to Abraham's bosom, I believe he showed him some kindness.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
I don't believe he was cold no more. I don't believe he was hungry no more. I don't believe the dogs had to lick his sores no more.
Bless the Lord.
Folks, everything was well with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what always stood out to me in that scripture?
Bless the Lord.
Old Paul went down there to kindle up the fire and picked up some wood, and a snake came out and bit him.
Yeah.
They all said, here, he must have been an evil man. Murderer.
Yeah.
God saved him here and going to kill him now. Yeah. Let me tell you something. There was no harm came to that man.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You know why? Because he was abiding in the Lord.
Amen.
All it takes, Kathy, is just being obedient.
Yeah.
People don't understand. Amen. They think, how many you got to do this and you got to do that? Mike said you got to button up tight, wear your dresses to the ground. And amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus saved you for what you are.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
When I was lost and undone, he didn't care how I looked.
Amen.
He cleaned me up on the inside first.
Yep.
Bless him, Lord.
There's nothing wrong with coming to church modest. Nothing wrong with dressing up and putting on clean clothes or coming from work and being dirty and nasty.
Mm-hmm. Bless him, Jesus.
There's nothing wrong with it. God wants you just like you are.
Yep.
Amen.
We use that excuse, you know, I don't want to go to church because, well, I don't get into work. I may be dirty. But I'm here to tell you, I'd rather go to heaven smelling like I've been working here. Just go to hell smelling like a rose, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I would.
Amen.
My job's not a clean job. I stink sometimes. But you know what? It doesn't bother God. I'm working. I'm laboring.
Amen.
And I'm doing what He gave me to do.
We're supposed to.
And sometimes I stink. And I'll tell you when it bothers Him, when He smells that stench of that sin in my life.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Then he wants me to get cleaned
Amen.
Up. Then he wants me to get cleaned up.